Good to go, Brian.
Thank you, Jake. It is 12:03 p.m., and with a quorum of the boards, we will call the meeting to order. Beginning with preliminary action items, we have no amendments to propose on this agenda. If the boards would like to propose an amendment, would somebody like to make a motion to approve the agenda?
Make that motion.
I'll second that.
First and second, all in favor say aye.
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 Russ, I saw your mouth move, but you are on mute, just so you know.
Aye.
Thank you. At this time, we'll entertain public comment. If there are any members of the public that would like to address the boards, please state your name and do so now. Seeing and hearing none, we'll move on to action items. We'll take each engagement letter first for item 4A1 and 2, starting with the engagement of Fiera Law Group LLC for Legal Services District Council. An engagement letter is included in the board packet for review. If the board members have no questions, would someone like to make a motion to approve the engagement of Fiera Law Group for Legal Services as District Council?
I'll make that motion.
I heard Rich and Russ, I believe that was a second.
Sure.
All in favor say aye.
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 Motion approved. Next, we'll do the same for Pinnacle Consulting Group. So we're looking for a motion to approve engagement of Pinnacle Consulting Group for District Management Services. Someone like to make a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Second. Second.
All right. First and second, all in favor say aye.
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 All right. And Brendan's on the line to talk through the financial statements for item 4B.
Wonderful. All right. Yes, thank you. You know where I want to go now before I say it. So we do have your financial statements for Wakara Ridge through September 30th, 2025. So I'll walk through the 2025 activity and then we'll get to the 2026 activity afterwards. So what we have here is our capital projects fund. This is where we see the bond issuance come in. We see reimbursements to the developer and then those costs that are associated with the issuance of the bonds. And then also the transfer to the debt service fund. What you can see under the other sources and uses section, bonds were issued at $54,500,000. $1,418,000 were part of the cost of issuance. You can see that there is a variance between actual costs and the budget. That $22,500 was part of a contingency, so that will transfer over and be part of the project funds that are available to reimburse the developer. Because those were not needed for cost of issuance. There was roughly $14 million that was transferred to the debt service fund that is there to pay for interest, and we'll look at that when we get to that fund. Through September 30th, moving up to the capital outlay line, there have been requisitions paid through September 30th of roughly $28 million for reimbursements or payments to the developer. And the monies that have been sitting in the district trust accounts through September 30th had earned interest of roughly $359,000. And because those were interest monies on project funds, that $359,000 does actually, it is available for repayment to the developer for public infrastructure costs. Where that leaves the district as of September 30th, if you drop to the bottom line, that ending fund balance, there's an amount of $11,393,000 as of September 30th that was available for payment to the developer. That's what was remaining and available. All right, moving up to the next fund, we have our debt service fund. So our debt service fund, this is where we make payments on the bonds. If you're looking at the other sources and uses line, you'll see that we came in at a budget of roughly $14 million transferred from that bond issuance to the debt service fund. Those monies being set aside and reserved and restricted for payment of the bonds in the future. What you can see under the actual expenditures, the district did make its first payment on June 1st of $502,422. And then there was a payment that was made on December 1st, which is an additional $1.5 million that is not reflected in these financials because these are only through September 30th and the December 1st payment came after. So you'll see that final payment in the year-end financials. And these monies through September 30th had earned interest of $257,000. So that's all the activity that's happened in the debt service fund in 2025 through September 30th. If you go up another to the general fund, I will briefly repeat what I said in the last two meetings, but we'll get with Cindy, we'll get all of those costs and we'll get those booked in and we'll get those developer advances booked for the administrative costs relative to the district. All right, any questions on the September 30th activity? All right.
No questions. We're looking for a motion to approve the quarter three financial statements for calendar year 2025.
I'll make that motion.
For a second.
I'll second that.
First and second, all in favor say aye.
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 Motion passes.
All right, now we will go over the tentative 2026 budget. Today, we are approving a proposed or tentative budget. No sooner than 7 days from today, we'll come back and approve as a final budget to give opportunity for the public and a public hearing. Today, we'll present that proposed budget to you. Here we have our capital projects fund. I'm looking on the far right-hand column. The capital outlay identified is $12,036,700. That is an estimate based on the assumption that there would be no further requisitions of funds in fourth quarter of 2025. That may not be the case. There may be some requisitions that have been or would be processed in 2025 yet, but just went ahead and from a conservative standpoint, reappropriated that those monies so that if anything carries over into 2026, we have that covered. We do have an estimated interest earnings if those monies were to just, if you just didn't requisition the money all year and left it in there, which is not likely, we did put in a placeholder for interest income on that. And that would just be any interest earned on those monies up until the point that they're spent. But it's more of a not to exceed number, but we have that built in. So total appropriations of $12,036,700. Moving up to our debt service fund. Again, on that far right-hand column, the activity anticipated under expenditures, we do have bond interest payment of scheduled bond interest payment of $3,065,625 plus a trustee fee of $5,000 anticipated in 2026. The only other activity expected in 2026 would be interest earnings. Any of those monies that are held in the capitalized interest or debt service reserve account do earn interest. And so we rough estimate is $500,000 of interest earnings on those monies. And then moving up to the next fund, we have our general fund. And this is a placeholder budget for all of the administrative costs. The basis is the bond documents carve out $50,000 per year plus an inflationary increase. And so it's just a placeholder budget based on those numbers. But this would cover all the administrative costs for your accounting, an audit, which will be required, insurance, and then your legal counsel, which is Fier Law, and then district management, which would be Pinnacle Consulting. And then this district to date doesn't have any funds on hand to cover those general administrative costs. And so those would be funded by the developer until such time that those monies do come in through the assessment of fees. So that is the presentation of the 2026 budget. Does the board have any questions?
Not on my end.
Okay. All good.
Thank you, Brendan. At this time, we'll look for a motion to adopt the tentative 2026 operating and capital budgets and set public hearing dates, which is December 19th at 1:30 p.m. to take public comment on the same. Somebody like to make that motion?
I'll make that motion.
For a second?
I'll second that.
First and second, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
My budget is adopted. Next item on the agenda is administrative non-action items. There are some board trainings that are required for all board members. Our board members are familiar with these. If you have any questions, please reach out and let us know. Are there any other discussion items that the board members would like to bring up? All right, would somebody like to make a motion to adjourn?
I'll make that motion to adjourn.
For a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor say aye.
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 All right, 12:14 and we're adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Everybody have a great weekend.
Thank you for your time.
You as well.
Thank you, guys.
Have a great weekend.